You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
It is Valentine's Day, and we say hello to you on a very special day. A lot happening today, and let's get to some headlines before the superstars start dropping by. The CFP Board of Managers expected to vote on the new 5-7 playoff format next Tuesday. There's still some doubt. The Pac-12, even after kicking out its commissioners, trying to claim a Power 5 spot. Not going to work. Liberty Bowl is happy to have you, though. Headline, The Athletic. College football could be looking for a two-minute warning. Does that matter? We'll tell you about it in a minute. And more rankings. Yesterday was way too early. Today is even earlier. The power rankings, what it all means. Who's number one? Georgia. Surprise. Ohio State. This is Bill Connelly. He alluded to this yesterday. Oregon, number three. Texas, number four. How Michigan got in there, I'll never know. Alabama at six. Do these things really mean anything? They absolutely do not. And Roman Harper joining us. Roman, part of a special tonight. Good to see you, Roman. And
Paul, appreciate it, man. Happy Valentine's Day. Honestly,
well, let's start there because there's so many people right now probably driving home or flipping us on, going, it's now 2 o'clock in the Central Time Zone, 3 o'clock on the East Coast, and haven't done anything yet.
Haven't got to do something, right? I've been that guy. I would say this: set the bar low. Like, you know, I'm married now, so we don't even really do anything for Valentine's Day. If I get a card, it's like a big deal.
Really?
Yeah. I take my daughters out to dinner.
That's cool. I like
so
that.
I take my daughters out to dinner, you know, let them have a little fun and stuff like that. But Valentine's Day, in my opinion, is one of the most overrated celebrations.
Ooh, that's what I was looking for.
Like it's overrated. I think it's highly overrated.
Why overrated? Because so many people they love holidays.
They do. And you know, if I date you, I think we try and celebrate you every day. So then why do I need this one extra day in the middle of February?
It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, exactly. For them to tell me.
Hey, if you don't think Valentine's Day is important, just don't give your girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, husband, anything. And find out.
I've done that. I've lived that life. I'm here today telling you. It's still pretty overrated. You know another thing that's overrated on Valentine's Day? Chocolate. Kind of overrated. I mean, outside of Forrest Gump, who's buying it left and right?
I just literally stopped off at the drugstore to buy my wife some chocolate for tonight. It was on sale.
It was on sale. And you got to get it today on the 14th.
I usually wait until Valentine's Day when they mark it down.
That's the best time to get it.
Next year.
That's like you do the Halloween candy too. So look, I just think it's a little bit overrated. I'm down. I'm all about people that want to celebrate everything. But like I said, I just celebrated with my daughters. But I think it's overrated.
So did you get your wife anything?
I did a card.
A card?
Yeah, and I actually wrote in the card.
What'd you say?
I just said I appreciated her. The other day, yesterday, I'll tell you this story real quick, okay. Paul. So yesterday, my daughter came home, my oldest daughter, London, and she was so excited because she ran a 750 mile. And so she's 12 years old, and so she was excited about this. And last year, she ran an 840-something mile. Mm-hmm. So in her mind, she's like, oh, Dad, I really got better. And I was like, babe, that's really good. Like, what did you do that was so differently? She said, honestly, Dad, I just kept telling myself over and over again that, hey, like I do hard things. Like, I can do hard things. I can do hard things. And so these affirmations that my wife always talks to my daughter about in the mornings, you know, words of affirmation and things like that, being positive, it'll create other positive opportunities in your life. And so doing that, I just wrote that in the card and just saying like how thankful I was to my wife, because she's starting to pour into our kids. And I know we don't always see it. We don't always appreciate it. But when you think about it, like, they're always listening. So she told me that story, and I was really proud because my wife had done that, because I'm not a words of affirmation guy. I just do. I don't need to self. That's not me.
Okay.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Also, just came back from Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Super Bowl was awesome. Just flat out, I got to sit there. I got to interview a lot of these former NFL greats and all these other things. Number one, Lawrence Taylor is still a bad man. I got to sit down and talk with him. And, you know, being around
–
It was really interesting, because he still walks around kind of like with a chip on his shoulder. And you can tell he was a very violent man back in the day when
I
he played.
Him.
Yeah. So, and he walks around with a certain sense of walk and talk like that nobody else had. And you can be around all these NFL greats, and I've been fortunate enough to do it. And all these guys got gold jackets. But it's still a couple of them that are still in the upper crust of gold jackets, and he's one of those guys, and he knows it too.
Yeah.
And so when he walks around,
why does Lawrence Taylor have a chip on his shoulder?
I just think, like, when you're that competitive, you just don't
is he 50 years old?
He's 65. Just turned 65.
Okay.
February the 4th.
He's up there in my category.
Yeah. So Paul, he looks way bigger.
I didn't realize he was 65.
65 years old.
There's no way he could be 65.
He walks around like still a bad, bad mofo. Like,
ooh.
And he's got that on his wallet too. That's on his wallet. Bad mother, you know what?
Yeah, no, I'm not. I didn't play pro football, but I do know the word.
Yeah, so that's one thing.
Can we say bad on the show? That may be the first time.
Hey, man, it's Paul Feinbaum. We'll figure it out later, you know? So that was always a great opportunity. And having it in Vegas, the Super Bowl was definitely unique. I don't know how many more times the NFL will go back out there, just because traffic and, you know, it's cool. It was a great environment. And plus, the tickets were enormously expensive. So it'll be interesting to see.
So you met all these guys. The one person that you met that you brought home with, you brought it home.
As far as my interview skills?
Well, no, just the person you ran into, you saw. Is that one person, because you know everyone, but was there somebody that you go, ooh?
You know what? It was a comedian, Nikki Glaser. She's really funny.
Okay.
Because
when you're a celebrity like Roman Harper and you're a Super Bowl, it's hard to meet people that you go, wow. I mean, there are not. I mean, we're in a business, not me because I'm a nobody, but people. I'm around people like you and the other people on the Saturday show, and through you guys, I'll meet somebody pretty well known, but. When you're a celebrity, though, and you meet somebody who's also, and then you go, man, you're not gonna believe who I met.
Yeah, Joe Montana.
Yeah, Joe would be cool.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So Joe Montana would be.
He's
that
now
for
the
me.
Third best quarterback of all time after Mahomes and Brady.
There's no way he is still number two. All right, you got Brady one, Joe Montana two.
I agree.
Patrick Mahomes is making his way. I mean, he's a young goat though. This guy, what he's been able to do.
Joe's cool.
Yeah, but Joe is like next, you know, upper echelon. I would have. It's just, and he's not even that big. It's kind of taking me back.
Well, Notre Dame, they don't have big players.
Obviously, they, you know, they're trying to recruit better now.
By the way, while all this is going on, I've been meaning to ask you, because I sat with you the day that Coach Saban announced he was, haven't seen you since, but has Alabama filled that position yet? Because there's so many people coming and going at Alabama. DeBoer is still there, right?
DeBoer is still there.
He did not leave to go to the Seahawks.
He did not. So it's crazy because, Paul, like I wasn't – I don't think anybody was ready for that. But I remember when we were out at the Rose Bowl, and Marty was on desk with us because Laura was reporting.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, because now it really sticks out to me. We asked, like, Laura, like, how was Nick – what all did Nick say? And the first thing she said was – he said he was tired. And she had never said that about Nick. You remember when she said that?
Yeah, no, I heard that really from, I heard that from various people from Atlanta on, that Nick Saban was tired. You know what he was tired of?
What's that?
Dealing with all this stuff.
Yeah, exactly. That December schedule, is ridiculous now. And it's it's a young man's game, and everybody knows that about football. But man, it's really, really tough because you have the transfer period opening up. Then you got to recruit your own players to try and get them to stay. Then you got to see who's out there and available. Then you got the early signing day period, which, in my opinion, Paul, if you want to have an early signing day period, have it before the season in August or beginning of September. So then you can just put this stuff in the bed and let everybody continue to do what they want to do. These kids that want to sign early before their senior year, let them sign. Like, let them sign. The fact that you do in the middle of December when everything else is starting to open up and go crazy, it doesn't really help anybody out. And then what if I'm trying to prepare to win a bowl game? And so all these other things, and I know they wanted to have that, so then, you know, for the coaching firing period, which we don't act like that's a real period, but that's a real deal where everybody's going to get let go at the end of the season. So all these things kind of intertwine and all in like 2 or 3 weeks.
So you're good with DeBoer, though.
I'm good with DeBoer. I didn't even know he was an option at the time. Yeah. But I like DeBoer. I don't know how successful it's going to be just because the odds of replacing the GOAT, me and you talked about it last time we saw each other, is like, it's not good. Like, it just, I don't care what sport it is. It's just so hard to do.
Brent don't buy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I think you cannot argue with his record.
Impeccable credentials.
You know what I mean? He has won everywhere he's been at. So you love that part of it. I'm just saying it's more about the situation itself is what's tough.
He lost a couple of minor players like Caleb Downs. Quarterback.
He was kind of a big deal. The freshman quarterback, a little sad about that one stepping away because you're bringing in your own. But then I did some research that the Austin Mack kid's supposed to be really good.
There were some positive things, like the center left.
There wasn't a bad, addition by subtraction, right?
When Ryan Day called Saban and said, is this guy any good? He said, take him.
Look, I mean, Ryan Day's got to be the hottest coach in the offseason so far because, you know, he brought in Chip Kelly, who was like, you know what? I don't even want to do this head coaching thing anymore because I don't want to deal with everything that comes with being a head coach in college
football. By the way, when Chip told the AD, he said, can I drive you to the airport?
It wasn't, but I don't think Chip wanted to recruit and do all the stuff that it takes right now.
He was one of those.
Yeah, and so he's like, I just want to go be an OC, go get the call plays, and then hopefully have us a really good year. Hopefully we win a national championship at Ohio State. Then I can jump off to the NFL somewhere where I really want to be so I don't have to do any of this other stuff, these extracurriculars.
So, before you go, you got to do a show tonight. What's up for you what do you do the next couple of months? Is this your off time?
This is my off time. I'm working on my golf game, Paul.
Oh,
and
you are.
I'm really just trying to be 100% all in on being dad right now. Okay. And I'm trying to get shredded for the summer. You know what I mean? I don't plan on wearing a shirt for like 3 weeks.
Okay. I would stop on the way home and
get something.
Get something.
I'm not getting anything, Paul.
Okay.
Just stop. Where's the camera?
You can't go wrong.
I'm not getting anything, guys. I set the bar so low that it's just there. It's stuck.
Okay. And Mrs. Roman's okay with that?
Yes, Mrs. Heather is fine with that. She understands it. She doesn't get nothing from me. We're just good. I mean, every month, the water has not been cut off yet. Like,
okay.
Like, always got water. Lights, every time.
Okay. Well, I got some chocolates.
Well, Paul... Your standards
you did
are just
get them, didn't you, Randy?
That's right.
Randy got me some chocolate.
Paul's standards just a little bit higher than mine. Yeah. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah. Been married a little longer, trying to keep it that way. It's everybody always says, "Why are you married?" And the old lines, "Because divorce is too expensive."
You're right. I'm trying to stay out of that lane too, Paul. I plan to.
Well, I hope you do.
And Heather, I keep taking advice from you.
For somehow, if Heather is walked into the show by accident. All in fun today.
Well, Jamari's always trying to get her to call in, and I'm always like, no.
Why don't we have her, the two of you, up here next time, and I will put the questions to both of you.
She's really nervous on TV. She's like, not good. She's not good. It's not good. Paul, I'm telling you, I've seen her on TV. Not great.
No woman wants their husband to say, not great. Okay, we got to wrap this up. We do have a show to do.
All right, well, you guys enjoy yourself, man. All right, Alabama fans, roll tide. Congratulations to whoever's out there right now. I don't know what's going on. Who are we celebrating?
I don't know.
Hey, man, I can't wait to hear what you got.
See you around the bend. Roman Harper.
Happy Valentine's
Day. Let's give him a big hand. I just want to be like that guy that makes $20 million a year. We'll be right back.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Got Chris Vanini coming up here in a few minutes, and John Rhys Plumlee, remember, Ole Miss to UCF. Interesting story breaking right now from in an interview. Chris Del Conte is talking about the future of SEC scheduling, and he's looking ahead, saying that at some point there could be a 9-game schedule. Right now, there is an 8-game schedule. We'll have more on that a little bit later on. There's been a lot of conversation about where that could be going. Let's continue with more. Well, how about a phone call? We haven't had more because we haven't had any. But we begin with William. We start with William in Augusta, Georgia.
Yes, Paul. I think you must be the most patient man in the history of sports talk radio and radio television. I listened to John from St. Louis several times. He has called you, tell me if I'm correct, he called you Nurse Ratched.
He did.
And he called you a communist. And you were very calm in your responses. And
if somebody called you a communist in 1953, your life and career could be over if they dragged you in front of the House Un-American Activities Committee or McCarthy's Senate. But in 2024, I think all you can do is just snicker.
Well, there you go. And that's what you did. And I listened to AJ's call yesterday, and I just about fell out of my chair. I don't typically enjoy his calls, but that was the most enjoyable call that he has ever done yesterday, mimicking that guy, and it got him to call back.
John is one of these people that lives, we've all you have a grandfather or an uncle or somebody who lives in another time zone. And you get with older people and at some point they just start, everybody's had this before, a parent, a grandparent, where you start talking to them and they go back in their high school or college or early, they can remember, they talk very coherently about that, although they couldn't tell you what day it is. That's John. John lives in 1960-something.
And plus, he can't remember Richard Nixon's middle
name.
All he has to do is get on the internet and he can see it.
Well, he doesn't believe in the internet because Al Gore invented it.
Well, apparently not. One other quick thing, and I want to thank William from Maryville yesterday. I have had 3 instances on your show that I'm not proud of them, but I'm so happy that I got to do it. One was giving money. And I didn't give a lot. Gave some money to Phyllis's husband when he was sick.
Oh, yeah.
The other one was helping to pay for Tammy's funeral. And I really appreciate it being able to do that. And yesterday, I went, when William gave that call, and thank you, William, thank you for doing this, to give money to that poor family that lost that policeman. That was just, that's, to me, that's the height of your show, Paul, when you can help people like that. So I just want to say thank you for helping us be able to do that.
William, thank you. Yeah, that was William, my friend William from Maryville, who was talking about a couple of deputies who lost their life right outside of Knoxville. Bubba is up next in North Carolina. Hello, Bubba.
What's shaking, you old communist?
Man, you know, nowadays, though, to be called a communist, I don't know. I mean, we got, what, Tucker Carlson over there in Moscow?
I got called a redneck hillbilly yesterday. I've never laughed so hard in my life. It didn't take me and you long to get rid of Jim yesterday, did it?
You finished Jim off.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's kind of like that crazy brother-in-law that's been living with you that you can't stand.
Oh,
But you finally got him ran off, but you know in the back of your mind at some point he's coming back. You just can't get any satisfaction, man.
Listen, brother-in-law's come with the territory.
Yeah, Jim,
can you imagine?
I'm
not going to criticize my brother-in-laws. I have two, but I feel sorrier for them. Imagine going to work and
that's true.
My brother-in-law is Paul Feinbaum. I go, oh my goodness.
Yeah, you may be the brother-in-law I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think I am. Nobody wants me as a brother-in-law.
No, I love when you talk to Roman. Roman's got Valentine's Day.
I don't know. I mean, I am mixed because, I mean, what Roman said here is what a lot of people are thinking but just don't want to say.
Absolutely, brother. He's got it figured out. Once you've been married so long, I mean, don't get me wrong. You need to have Valentine's every day with your wife.
Yeah, but seriously, listen, I've heard that before, but is there such a thing as Valentine's every day?
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely.
Maybe there should be.
Absolutely.
That's my new goal. Every day is Valentine's Day.
Every day is Valentine's Day.
My new book coming out.
Paul.
Every day is Valentine's Day.
You're going to be going to the drugstore buying a lot of chocolate.
Yeah, well, that was a line. I don't buy drugstore chocolate at the drugstore. I get it at the dollar store.
Hey, Legend setting up some cage matches, isn't he?
It looks like, well, yeah.
Yeah, I want to be the referee, and I think we need to get Todd a cage match lined up. He's been hating on the world for about a month now.
Todd a couple of weeks ago talked about the incident at the feed store.
Yeah, he whooped some old boys ass.
Yeah, I mean,
at the
Todd.
I think we need to line him up with JK in a cage match.
I mean, what is Todd? 65 years old, and he's still going out looking to kick somebody's ass. I mean, what's wrong with this guy?
Yeah, I bet old Todd. If you crossed him,
the only guy I know older than that acts as stupid as that in public is Ric Flair.
Woo! Hey, y'all have a good day, Paul.
Thank you very much. Speaking of stupid, let's go to the next caller. AC is up next.
Mr. Feinbaum, how you feeling, man? Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, I could be stupid. You're definitely right. I am stupid. It doesn't bother me. What do you think Jim from Tuscaloosa is doing? Who do you think is his Valentine today, Mr. Feinbaum? Do you have a guess for me?
Jim, I tell you what Jim is doing. Jim's taking out his favorite person in the world, himself.
No, you're wrong about that. He's taking out his boy toy, I-Man.
Oh, I forgot. I didn't want to say that because then I'd get attacked.
But guess who's their bodyguard? That'll be AJ, always a jerk. I called you a jerk, white boy. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? I'm going to kick you in the nuts. You're going to smile and like it and show me some respect, you fat American. Holla.
Yeah, you know, AJ, I am going to do something I should have done a long time ago. You are officially banned from the show after that call. We will take a short break, and that's a lifetime ban. That's not like just a three-hour ban. We'll be right back.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Chase was talking about Nick Sheridan, who is going to be the new offensive coordinator under Kalen DeBoer. He was the tight ends coach at Washington last season. His he played football at Michigan. He's a quarterback. His resume includes coaching at Saline High School, Western Kentucky, South Florida. He was a GA at Tennessee. He was the quarterback coach, tight ends coach, and ultimately the OC at Indiana. And he has been the tight end coach at Washington. That apparently is the new offensive coordinator at the University of Alabama. John is up next in Louisville. Hey, John.
Hey, that sounds like a Tommy Reese resume to me.
I don't think you're being fair to Tommy Reese.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, happy Valentine's Day, Paul. And AC has been banished to Bangladesh?
Yeah, I think so. Not really worth wasting a lot of time on, but it's the same call every time.
I know. All I gleaned out of Roman's interview is Valentine's Day is overrated, and he does not want you talking to his wife, right?
Well, because he said she's not good on TV.
Yeah, that's
as if that's a revelation that somebody on TV's wife is not good on TV. As if most of the wives of television personalities have ever been on television before.
Exactly. Hey, I wanted to clarify an item you mentioned about the CFP vote coming up. But Paul, can I give a shout out to Augie?
If that's possible.
Well, here it is. Yeah, I'm not sure what motivated him, if it was showing solidarity with Jim or a testament to his faith. But if I'm not mistaken, yesterday's show, before millions of listeners, including God and the Archbishop, he made a Lent promise to give up your show, or at least the very least, not to call in through the Lent. So we're without Augie for the next, to March 28th.
Yeah. John, that doesn't really disappoint me very much.
I know. We're all behind you, Augie. And, Lent is that practice of self-reflection and abstinence and prayer before leading up to Easter. And I guess it's, we associate with fasting and doing good deeds. So let me offer about 5 points that could help others who want to fast, and then I'll get to CFP. Fast from hurting words and saying kind words. Fast from sadness and be filled with gratitude. Fast from anger and be filled with patience. Fast from pessimism and be filled with hope. Fast from worries and have trust in God. Fast from complaints and contemplate simplicity. Fast from setting off IEDs in the Paul Feinbaum Show. If we follow these, we ought to be able to get your show canceled, don't you think?
I think that is happening soon. Chris is up next in Tuscaloosa. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing? Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
So I just had to call in, and I kind of feel like we ought to do a rendition of Prince's famous song, Dearly Beloved. We are gathered here today to get through this thing called the fall of the Roman Empire.
That is a good song.
I got to tell you, as a married man, I know he's an analyst, and I always appreciate his calls and his commentary. I always feel like, you know, despite that he's a dyed-in-the-wool Bama guy, his commentary is not colored by that at all. But man, when it comes to your wife, like, women will forgive a lot of things, and your wife will forgive a lot of things, but they have a tough time forgiving if you embarrass them. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. I'm not sure it's worth testing how your wife would react by ignoring her on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, he just needs to be stopping by, you know, some dealership, and something needs to show up outside their house with a big bow on it. But it could be a St. Valentine's Day massacre. That's all I'm going to say. But I called in today because I had a little bit of a St. Valentine's Day gift this morning that I didn't expect. They had a little Valentine's Day thing where my wife works at, and one of the people there was Cotton Clark, who was a star running back for Bear Bryant. You remember back in the day?
I sure do, absolutely.
62. It's like I was looking up a few things about it because it's a little bit before my time. I mean, I didn't even exist in the world then, but I mean, he played with Namath. He played with Pat Trammell.
I know who Cotton
is. Kenny Stabler. I mean, oh man. But it was funny because he said, oh yeah, back when I was there, it was just that they get it up to about the 1 or 2 yard line and then they'd give it to me to run it in. That's about all I got.
No, you're absolutely, I've met him not many times, but I've met him a few times.
Yeah. He was a very nice gentleman. And we talked a little bit about college football, honestly. And, you know, the thing that I keep seeing, you know, we saw some more coaches leaving out of Georgia, right? It just seems like all the signs are there, Paul. And I heard it all last week. It, you know, is there something rotten in the state of Denmark? Like with all these coaches leaving for the NFL,
here's what I don't like though, Chris, I don't like these generalizations because Chip Kelly, Bill O'Brien left because Bill O'Brien doesn't like to recruit. Chip Kelly left to go to a job because he was about to get fired. You know, the two guys at Alabama, they didn't want to move. From Seattle. I think you have to look into why people are leaving, but that hasn't stopped the generalizations from columnists and talk show hosts. Oh, college football is coming apart. College football has never been better, but in reality, the NFL is a better landing spot because there's so much more emphasis on the NFL.
Yeah, that was the very thing that, you know, my wife was like, oh my gosh, what is up with this coach leaving, you know, Ryan Grubb? And I said, I mean, he's a Washington guy. Like, you don't know what the rest of their life is. It's a big move to go from one part of the country to the other. I did it one time in my life. It's tough, right, to shift like that. And, you know, you don't know what their kids are doing.
Chris, I mean, it's one thing to move from Anniston to Tuscaloosa. It's another thing to move from Seattle. I mean, people in Seattle don't like going anywhere else because they don't think the coffee will be as good.
Well, they aren't used to seeing sunlight either.
Right? No.
I was out there for about 2 weeks working one time, and I wanted to stab somebody after 2 weeks of no sunshine, right, with that cloud cover. If you aren't used to it, forget it.
Hey, Chris, thank you very much. I've only been to Seattle once, and you know what? Wasn't that impressed. Okay, so they have great coffee beans at Seattle's best, and they've got a lot of tech companies, and it's a long way from anywhere. Trey is in Tuscaloosa, which is not that far from any place. Good afternoon.
Not far at all, Paul. I mean, communist Paul. I'm sorry. Yeah. I got to get that correct. Hey, but Paul,
just call me Red.
I'm going to make a prediction for you. Jim will be back for the tournament bracket, no doubt. And I've got $100 on it. Jim will be back on in the tournament bracket. But I want to tell you something as somebody that was in the Army.
Well, Jim may want to come back, but you know what? He's got to go through the head of the committee first.
Well, I think
which is not me, by the way, but the head of committee is in my ear right now. And
well, the caller should
What about
vote,
Jamari?
Paul,
is he coming back? No.
Paul, but I want to tell you something, and I can't thank you enough for doing this. That call by AC was pathetic, Paul.
Yeah, it is.
As a veteran, and there's too many people in this country that have lost people that have sacrificed their lives for us to have a show like yours and his freedom to call on this show and talk. So So I'm so proud of you for what you did to him, and I think everybody feels the same way. But one other thing, Paul, and it's kind of weird that this happened. I'm upset. I'm upset at the state of my country, Paul. I'm upset why we can't get along. I'm upset by people separating us by male, female, color of our skins, Democrats, Republicans. I'm tired of the Democrats and Republicans fighting all the time. We cannot come to a common goal.
Yeah, well, Trey, hold. Let me interrupt you for a second, because I understand your patriotism, but I think you need to talk to a couple of other people, because right now we are in a rather awkward spot, and there's a great deal at stake. And it's just, you know, asking for kumbaya is really not the secret. It's they're more important issues. By the way, I didn't mean to make light of this, but we were trying to get some more information. But by now, some of you perhaps have seen the update on your phones or elsewhere. But the Kansas City Chiefs had their Super Bowl parade today. It was a great event. Everybody talking about a three-peat, and at the very toward the end of it, shots rang out, and multiple people, they think as many as 8 to 10, have been injured. There's no more information, but there's a degree of chaos going on right now at what should have been the happiest place on the face of the earth today, celebrating a Super Bowl. We'll take a short break, and we are back right after this.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Police in Kansas City have taken two people into custody. As many as 10 have been injured in the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. This happening now in Kansas City. Let's get back to the calls here. And Susie up next.
Hi, Paul. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
I'm kind of speechless right now, you know, when you came on with this before commercial. How tragic, how sad. Yeah, our country's in big, big trouble. I love it when you have Roman Harper on. He does make me laugh, and I'm probably going to be one of the few females that says I think Valentine's Day is overrated personally.
Okay.
It's never been a biggie for me, from, you know, people that loved me or whatever, which is fine.
I liked it,
you know,
in high school.
Like, oh, yeah. But
you know, everybody gave everybody else Valentine's, but I'm not sure it's been all that great since.
No, I mean, I'd rather have a surprise, you know, given to me sometime during the year and just says, I love you so much. I mean,
okay, well, you know, my gift is on its way.
Oh, thank you, Paul. Okay, the caller bracket. I have a question for you.
Please.
Do you notice anything on the caller bracket?
Not really. Usually it's the guys in the back room who do that. So right now, this is what it looks like. You have the first number one seeds. Everything's fluid, last four in, and the bubble watch. You can go ahead and take AC off the bubble watch.
What's missing?
What's that, Susie?
What's missing from the caller bracket right now?
Well, I don't know. We only have eight people in there because we haven't seen the whole bracket yet.
Oh, okay. I guess it's females. There's no
females. Well, Susie, unlike the CFP, we try to identify the best callers, not most deserving.
Most deserving, okay.
But by the way, I have no, Jamari, is Susie in the bracket? You are in the bracket, Susie.
Oh, I'm just not on the screen.
Yeah, there are 30 some odders. There are 32 people in the bracket. We just only have looking at the top four and the bottom four.
Oh, and I know I'm not a top, and I don't profess to be, and I wasn't calling because of just me.
No,
I just,
no, of course.
You know, I just looked at that. And JK's a number one seed? Wow.
That's only because Jim was a number one seed, and he got Jim. Jim has told anyone who will listen that he is no longer interested in being part of this show.
Oh, yeah, I heard that yesterday. In fact, I tape you every day, so if I have to miss, I came home last night at 7 o'clock after it was over and then watched you all night.
Is it, Susie, is it better to watch it live or just to speed through it? So if you see a certain caller on there, you just go, I'm not going to listen to this clown.
Well, I do always listen to the clowns. I don't like it. I mean, yesterday, God bless you, the beginning of the show. I did get the beginning of the show before I went out and got a massage, thank God.
Oh, my goodness.
But I went to get a massage because after that first hour,
I could use a massage like right in the middle of the show.
Yeah. Yeah, Iron Man didn't start the show off good yesterday. No. But I don't ever bleep anybody out. I fast forward through the commercials.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's
I watch
I like
the commercials when I watch it again, and I just go right past some of the callers. Chris Fanini is next.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. Watch the Paul Feinbaum Show weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on the SEC Network. Plus, you can listen and watch on the ESPN app.